tajalli which he explained is the tajalli which found fell then on Mount Tur. Mount Tur, as I mentioned, is Gaza, Gaza. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know that when he ran away from Firaun at a very young age, then he went away and he met Nabi Shuayb alayhi salam. He remained many years with him. After that, on his return, now his desire was to return back home. On his return, it was very cold at night. He lost his way. He said to his wife that I see a fire in the distance. Let me go to that fire. I will bring some fire for you, and in the morning we will carry on. Which Allah tabaraka ta'ala speaks about very beautifully in the Quran. That when finally Nabi Musa alayhi salam now came to that place. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, from all the Anbiya alayhi salam, was blessed with one quality. Where every Nabi received revelation, wahi, through Jibreel alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah's kalam fell on him directly. Meaning there was no intermediary of Jibreel alayhi salam at many times. Which is going to be called tajalli of Allah's speech. Where there it was tajalli of beauty, from the beginning till the end of time. And here it was tajalli of power, from the beginning till the end of time. But this tajalli of speech which fell for a very short period of time. But now Qari Tayyab Sahib will explain what an effect it had on the lands of Egypt. Tajalli of kalam, speech, and the speech of Allah, what speech is this? And for Musa alayhi salam's body to accept it, it was itself impossible, his body would have burnt. So Allah Pak chose a certain tree, which is called Ash-Shajarat, the tree which is most Mubarak, Ash-Shajaratul Mubarakah. And most likely that tree nowadays doesn't exist anymore. But on that tree, Allah's tajalli of kalam fell, and like a fire was created by the tree. And when Musa alayhi salam came to the fire, then from the fire words were coming out. And Musa alayhi salam heard the speech of Allah without anyone in between. Inni an Allah, I am Allah. And Musa alayhi salam was amazed. And Allah said, don't be scared. And Allah asked, what is in your hands, O Musa? And Musa alayhi salam enjoyed. How he enjoyed the speech of Allah and what things he spoke to Allah. Allah tabaraka ta'ala said, O Musa, what is in your hand? Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, it is my stick. And with the stick I hit the leaves of the tree, it falls down. And with the stick I look after my sheep. And with the stick I defend myself. And in the stick are different benefits. He was enjoying the time to speak to Allah, because what a thing it is. Many years ago when I was still studying, one alim came to the madrasa and very beautifully explained. He said a certain person had a dream. In the dream he saw that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi Musa alayhi salam were having a discussion. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why has it been mentioned that your ummah, the people of your ummah, are similar to the Anbiya of the Bani Israel. Meaning, how could you give them such a high level? That there was an Anbiya and you is a normal man. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream said to Musa alayhi salam that this is my entire ummah in front of you. From them you choose any person you want and you ask him some questions. And the answer he will give you will show you why they have come up to where they have come. So in the dream he sees that one person is called out, who later on, or at that time already had passed away, I'm not sure, who is nowadays in the world known as Imam Ghazali. So at that time he pointed to him, and this person who we know as Imam Ghazali walks forward. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam speaks to him, wants to know, why are you people like the prophets of the Anbiya, of the Bani Israel? So he asks Imam Ghazali in the dream, that what's your name? So Imam Ghazali starts, my name is Muhammad, the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, 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 so-and-so. And he starts giving his lineage, carrying on, right up to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And how long it took. But Nabi Musa alayhi salam was a Nabi of Jalal, also anger. So where we will say, Subhanallah, what a long name. He got angry in the dream. And he said, I only asked you your name. So he says, oh Musa, when Allah asked you what is in your hand, you gave a long story. Because you were enjoying speaking with Allah. I got the chance to speak to a Nabi, I mustn't enjoy myself. So he woke up on that to show the ulum which Allah had given the people of this. But what Qari Sahib was explaining is the beauty that was falling now was a beauty of speech. Musa alayhi salam after that went to Fir'aun, and the whole incident of Fir'aun happened and Fir'aun was destroyed. And as they are returning back again, this was the final spot where Musa alayhi salam's entire mission ended again. Because it was at this spot now where The Bani Israel were told, now you just have to cross the borders. You will now leave Egypt. We all understand Gaza to be in Palestine or Sham, because always it's spoken about with those two countries. But the Muqaddas land is the land of Sham. Gaza is just out of it, on the border. So when they finally reached there, the Bani Israel were told, all you'll have to do is now cross over into Sham. But they said, the Amalek are very strong people, and they will never go. Musa alayhi salam said, Allah has promised you victory. They said, oh Musa, you and your Allah go and fight. When they are all destroyed, you can come and call us. They never went. Because of which Allah then made them stay in that valley, which became known as the Valley of Tea. As they carried on, they would carry on moving in that valley. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam finally passed away. But before this whole entire thing happened, the Bani Israel told Musa alayhi salam, that can't we get some divine instruction from Allah what to do? A book. So Musa alayhi salam again asked Allah for a chance. That, oh Allah, my people want a book. And again he was called back again to the same place where Allah's speech one time had occurred, Mount Tur. Again he was called to Mount Tur. And again that tajalli of Allah's speech carried on with Musa alayhi salam for 40 years. For 40 days. How much beauty came in that time, it now stopped. But Hazrat Qari Sahib says, look at the effect of that beauty. That as that beauty spread in the lands of Egypt, in the past it was found and until today it found. That whichever man comes from Egypt, there are many of them that their tongue is much, much more beautiful than the rest of the world's tongues. When you speak of Qiraat and you say a Misri Qari is coming, everyone will come to listen. We haven't heard much about an Iraqi Qari coming to come read. Or a Qari from England, America. But when you speak of a person from Egypt, and then the beauty of his tongue, then Hazrat Qari Sahib made a ishara that look at the beauty of that tajalli of kalam that fell. That it has affected the people until today, that when they read, their reading is beautiful. And he said, not only that, if anyone understands Arabic literature, then although Arabic is the land of Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, but the literature of the land of Egypt has always been of a different class. The way they talk, the way they express themselves has always been most unique. What tajalli. But that tajalli wasn't the main part. While Nabi Musa alayhi salam was now there enjoying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's discussion, and enjoying the beauty of speech falling, a thought came in his mind. And he asked, oh Allah, and love, the demand of love, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. That he said, oh Allah, why don't you show yourself to me so that I may see you with my eyes. But because it was a request which was not suited for this world, which is a world of filth. So the request which was from Musa alayhi salam's side was a very beautiful, innocent request. But from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whose zaat demands respect and adab, it was a request which was, how dare you ask a thing like this? قَالَ لَن تَرَانِي. So when Allah gave the answer, it never came in a beautiful manner. It came with a very forceful manner. Which Hazrat Qari Sahib, then he brought certain narrations which are taken from the books of the Jews and the Christians, known as Israeli riwayat. And which he explained that in this matter can be used because it shows the same meaning of what Quran explains. That at that time what happened? When Musa alayhi salam asked, oh Allah, I want to see you. So he said, as soon as he asked that, the entire skies became dark. And lightning started. Because Allah's anger now started coming. And thereafter angels were sent, and they surrounded the mountain from all sides. As though they were guarding the mountain, no one must come near the mountain, no one must run away from the mountain. And thereafter the first heaven just opened up. And when Allah wants to show His beauty, it's beautiful. When Allah wants to show His might and anger, that is something else. So when that heaven opened up, angels started coming from the first heaven. But in the forms of extremely monstrous looking, whatever you will call, very, very evil looking demons moving towards Musa alayhi salam. And as the leader was coming and Musa alayhi salam saw the sight, he pulled back and he said, oh Allah, I ask forgiveness. Stop. And the leader of that animals, as they coming, they said, oh son of Imran. Musa alayhi salam was the son of Imran. They said, oh son of Imran, what are you saying? Stop. You have asked to see very great things. We are small things.
There's a lot more to see. And Musa alayhi salam then saw the second sky opening, and what came? Third sky, fourth sky, and every time he's saying, stop, stop.